You know how in movies, sometimes one person has to trust another person, and the trust needs to happen really, really fast because there's something dangerous maybe going on. So they might be on the phone. Let's take the Bourne movies as an example. Jason Bourne is an agent on the loose, so to speak, and he's very dangerous and very skilled in taking out people and so on. And so someone might have to trust Jason Bourne. They might only be on the phone, and then the person asks, "But why should I trust you?" And Jason says something that's kind of counterintuitive that you think would drive the person away, but then it actually works and it gets them to trust Jason. And so he might say something like, "Because right now you have no other choice."
Who is this?
This is Jason Bourne.
Do exactly as I say.
Trust me, young Master Terror.
But you gotta trust me.
Trust me, okay?
Trust me. At the end of this conversation, I'm right.
Look, just you gotta trust me on this, okay?
Trust me.
Madam, I need you to remain calm and trust me, I'm a professional.
Trust me.
Trust me.
I need you to trust me.
I need you to trust me on this one.
You gotta trust me for the next 5 minutes.
I need you to trust me.
I need you to trust me now.
And then the person looks around and they realize, man, he's right. I'm in immediate danger. I gotta get out of here. He's my best shot. And so they trust him. And then he maybe navigates them through a difficult situation and they pass. So the thing here is that in those situations, the honesty or the bluntness even works, and it actually works to helps to create that trust, which in other situations might make it more difficult for these people to trust one another. So I think I'll try to make some of these statements as well, because right now I want to talk a little bit about why you should actually trust me as a teacher. And there are three things in specific that I'm thinking about. The first one is that the proof is in the pudding and I get results. So when the reason I share all these numbers on the sales page for this course and maybe elsewhere, if you've seen them, is that I want to be transparent about the kind of results I have with the kind of work that I've put in. I've been writing for 4 years. I've been working hard to create all this. I have 100,000 readers on Medium each month. I have a website that gets 150,000 users each month. I was made a top writer on Quora 2 years in a row. I have millions of views on there. So I took a long time to create all this and then actually talk to you about it. So I don't want to be the kind of person that does something for a month or two and then starts teaching it without actually having a lot of results to back that up. And you can verify that. And if you have doubts about anything, just message me and I'll clarify. The second thing why you should trust me to teach you about writing is that I don't need your money. So I think private schools are kind of a funny thing, right? Because you already know no one's going to get a bad grade because they're paying the teachers. So I don't want to be that kind of teacher where I can only eat dinner because you pay your tuition fee. I think that's kind of ridiculous. It doesn't set the right tone for a teacher-student relationship, because I want to be honest with you. I want to be able to tell you when maybe you're doing something that's not working, and I don't want to have to sugarcoat stuff. So I waited until I was making enough money from writing where I could support myself on my own and confidently say, I don't need this course. It's nice to teach people and I'm not allergic to money. I'm not going to pretend I am. But if at any point you don't feel you get the value that you'd hope, or that my stuff just isn't working for you, then by all means, get a refund. I'll be okay. That's the second thing. And the third thing is that I'm not your guru and I'm not trying to become one. I'm going to put a lot of effort into de-guruizing this course. So that's also why I didn't create a ton of bonuses or group coaching calls or ebooks or worksheets, or I don't want to have a ton of that stuff, just a little bit so where it actually makes sense, because every piece of info, every tool you get from a teacher just makes you more attached to the teacher. But that's not how writing works. Writing works best when you're your best self. And so for you to become your own best writer, you have to be your own best self. And the only way we can do that is if you're not trying to become like me. So those are the three pieces why you should trust me, why I hope I can teach you something about writing. And with that, we'll move on.